Hey, this is Wedi Gore on this platform again, a platform where single parents and parents can share their view on parenting and how you are getting involved or how you're evolving as a parent, as an individual, and how are you connecting with your children. What's your method and how is it working out for you? How are you guys doing today? I am going to start off by saying I am doing great. I'm doing fantastic and I'm doing well. All of the positive adjectives describe me today at this moment. I hope you guys are doing well with all the pandemic, people getting vaccinated, people are not. People are out here wearing masks. People are not. I hope everybody is doing fine. With that being said, I would like to get into today's topic. I would like for you guys to groove with me on this platform and let us get to know each other. I want to say thank you to everyone who continued to pop in and listen to me. I want to say thank you for taking out the time to hear me. I want to say thank you for coming onto this platform and welcome. And welcome back and back and back again. I also want to say thank you for your support. I want to say thank you for your messages. I constantly log in daily to read your messages. And for those of you who have been very transparent by sharing, giving me pointers, by sharing your experience as a parent, your journey, your past and current experience in your journey, I just want to say I appreciate it. You guys are the reason why I come on here to be myself. You guys are the reason why I share my wisdom and my experience with you as well. Let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is self-acceptance as a single parent. My self-acceptance as a single parent. How did I do that? How did I overcome it? Am I still dealing with it? Or is it a day-to-day battle for me? I bet you're asking that, right? Well, you don't have to ask no more because I'm about to spill the tea out to you. As a single parent, I evolved rapidly. When I say I evolved rapidly, yes, I evolved rapidly and I continue to do. My development and my priorities were set overnight, which hit me so hard that I could not even accept at times. Imagine an 18-year-old girl, female, who had dropped out of high school due to constant verbal abuse and physical abuse as well, who ran away from home from her abuser and trying to find her way to self-acceptance, was turned off by so many obstacles in her life. Taking the wrong turns, I put aside my self-healing, my self-acceptance for 2 years. Not until I got pregnant with my first son. And then it all started to bombard me at once. I thought to myself, wow, this is really hard. But it didn't come so hard until my son's dad decided to leave for a reason that I cannot even explain to you because I don't know. I have no clue why he decided to leave. But being in a very confused state, I said to myself, it is what it is. Because that used to be my favorite line, favorite thing to say. I will get through this. And yes, of course, I got through it. But it just didn't happen overnight. Still confused, young, don't know where to go, don't know how to think. But all of this came about when he left, like I previously said. But prior to him leaving, when I had my son, I went ahead and I felt that just because I had a kid made everything okay. Just because I had this bouncy baby, chubby cheeks looking baby, I was healed. I was fulfilled. I took for granted that the presence of my kid will overtake or oversee my hurt, because his presence brought me joy. His presence brought me such a calm feeling, not knowing that those feelings would be triggered in the long run by the absence of his dad. By the absence of his dad and the fact that I didn't get the secondhand support, that second parent in the home support, that hit me. It hit me so hard, and I started asking myself questions like, how am I going to take care of this baby when I don't even have the funds? How do I even transport my baby and I back and forth to his monthly doctor's appointment? How do I even feed myself or even pay the rent in this apartment that I'm living? I don't even have a car. Questions and solutions in my head led to my breakdown. When I say breakdown, it triggered my self-healing. It sent me back and it reminded me, hey, Wedi, do you know you have not healed? Do you know you haven't taken the time to get to know yourself? Have you checked this in your life to see if it's okay that if a person leaves you, you're strong enough to make it on your own? Do you know you was once molested? You were once physically abused and verbally abused to the point that you're not strong enough to make it on your own? That you were dependent, codependent on your son's dad to heal? His presence at the time that you guys were together took away your hurt because you thought you were in love. At least that's what I thought, people. I swear to God, at least that's what I thought. Little did I know or realize, I had to come to face those demons I had once buried. Isn't it so ironic that when faced with some difficulties in the past, or your past hurts, or those past things that you have buried, there's always something that will come up in your life in the present that triggered the past that you haven't healed? I just find that so interesting. Like, why don't people heal and move on? Why do people bury and move on? Is it because you don't want to face that part of your life again? Or do you not know that it's going to come up? I find it very interesting. I didn't think that way until it hit me. I buried every hurt in me until that slap was so hard. I sat there and I said to myself, how can I resolve this problem? the question I asked myself at the time my son was asleep. That was the question. How can I solve this problem? The solution to my hurt or my self-acceptance or my self-healing will blow your mind. It will blow your mind because I did not go to a therapist. I did not seek no help. Currently, yes, I am seeking help. But at the time, I did not. And this is how I was able to get strong, to move on, to fight words in my head, things that trigger situations in my past. I was once playing around on YouTube, just laying there, just, you know, playing around on YouTube, trying to find something, anything at the time when I was looking for a job to be financially stable to take care of my son as well as take care of myself. I came across this audio. This audio by T. Half Ika, if I'm saying his name right. And this audio is titled The Secret of a Millionaire's Mind. I came across this audio because I wanted financial change in my life. I wanted financial stability in my life. But not knowing that audio is going to change my life. That audio is what helped me on my journey to self-acceptance, to self-healing, to identify my problem and the root of my problem. I'm going to give you guys a quick story, a short description on how to identify your problem if you're having problems as a single parent. When you first grow a tree has a root. That root grows up and bear fruits. The root grows up into the tree and you have branches and everything else that bring forth the fruits, right? That are on the tree. Okay. But that tree turns out to have not just one root. It has roots. So how do you go about fixing the problem? And this is how I went about fixing my problem. I had to dig back into my roots. And my roots came from my past. Past thoughts, past trials, past tribulations that led to me being physically and verbally abused. I had to identify them. You cannot solve your problem without identifying your problems. I had to identify my problems. I didn't even know I wasn't accepting myself. All I knew was I was hurt. All I knew was I'm going to be okay. But from time to time, I felt sad. From time to time, I cried by myself. I did not feel welcome in the community at all. So all those triggers that kept popping up led me to have low self-esteem back then. And I said to myself, oh gosh, how can I make this work? You know, being so confused, I'm raising a child. How do I make this work? I continue to listen to this audio. And in this audio, he had, or still do have, this method. And this method in this audio has this strategy that talks about changing your money blueprint, which is changing your mind to make more money. I listened to it. Instead of changing my mind to make more money, I decided to change my thoughts to heal. I decided to change my thoughts to heal. I decided to go from changing my mind to make more money, to changing my mind to accepting myself, to healing myself, to knowing that I am worthy, to knowing that I am loved, to knowing that all I am not supposed to be is a person laying on her back to continue to have kids. Because those were words that I was told. You know, I was told, this is where you're going to be. Even though they didn't know, they're not God to know, but that's what I was told. So I went ahead and I started to dig in my subconscious. And it goes like this. The steps that I took goes like this. T equals F and F equals A. T equals F and F equals A. So afraid to share and show my emotional side, I started to work from the comfort of my home behind closed doors. In my apartment with my son. With this method, T equals F and F equals A. T stands for thoughts. Thoughts stands for feelings. And feelings stands for action. My thoughts led to my feelings. My feelings led to my action. My first step I took were to identify those thoughts and why was I constantly, or why were they constantly coming up? Thoughts like, you're not good enough. All you'll ever be is the letter B that lays on her back to constantly have kids. You're ugly. Society is never going to ever receive you because why? You are an African in America and you don't know anything because you dropped out of high school. You're going to have a kid, or you already have this kid, and nothing is going to become of this kid because you're not even out of high school yet. Those thoughts taunted me for years, led me down to a dark path of low self-esteem and sometimes depression, where I felt like I'm not welcome. I wasn't welcome. All because I felt like being an African, you have to be married to have a child. And when you're not married, or if you're not married to have a child, that child is born, that child is a bastard, which is true, but still, I felt like those words were not for me. You don't talk to a person like that. So it led me to feeling depressed at the time. Going through this hurt, I started to think to myself, how? Just how me, or why me? And this is what I did. because my thoughts led to my feelings and my feelings had to lead to the action. The thoughts I had, I just share with you. Those thoughts will come about and have me feeling sad. And when I feel sad, my action will be cry, feel depressed. I can't give my son my full attention. I couldn't be there for him. When he would cry, I would cry. I would get so angry. Like, why are you crying? You're fed. Your diaper is changed. Why are you crying? So being so frustrated, I will hold him and cry. And he'll look at me and stop crying. I guess his thoughts was like, okay, so I'm going to cry and you're going to cry. So I guess, you know, one person has to be the bigger person and shut up. So I'm just going to be the bigger person and shut my mouth and watch you cry, mommy. At least I thought that's what he was trying to say. I don't know. But that's just my description of that moment, okay? So he kept quiet. And kept, you know, like huffing and puffing a little bit. And he'll look up at me because I was holding him at the time. So what I did to solve those problems, after identifying my thoughts and writing them down, I went ahead and allowed my son to take his nap. He slept, woke up, I fed him. I also cleaned him down. And after I cleaned him up real good, I took my baby and I said, no, like right after I cleaned him up, I fed him. Like I said before, I fed him after he woke up from his sleep. You know, his little short nap because I, you know, give him a good comfort and he went to sleep. And just when he woke up, I will put him down. At the time, he was sitting down learning how to crawl. So I put all the toys down and he would be there playing with the toy and I'm playing with the toy too. And I'm like, hey, and I'll call his name and he'll look at me. And then I'll tell him, I am not a prostitute and I would not be a prostitute. And this is what I am. I am the best mom that you would ever have. I love myself. Even though I was raped, abused mentally, physically, or verbally, I'm not going to abuse you and I'm not going to abuse someone else out there. But what I am going to do is love myself from inside out because I'm beautiful, right? And then my facial expression to him at the time will make him laugh so hard. And just seeing the smile on his face brought me so much joy, brought me so much comfort, brought me so much inner peace. So every day when I would come home and get to spend that time with my son, I used to call that our play therapeutic moment. I felt the need to take control of that. That need, I am very grateful for. That need, I am very blessed to say. There's a reason why my son is in my life. And fixing those needs of self-acceptance, of accepting myself for who I am, led to me being strong enough to get over the past of not allowing people's words to get into my head, not allowing the fact that society used to be so hard on us as a single parent by judging us and saying, you have a child and you're not married. You are a single parent and you don't have so much responsibilities, or so much responsibilities are being handed to you without time on your side, was one of my main problems. How can I accept that? How can I accept the fact that, you know, I'm not able right now? How? But I can say that that method helped me. Seeing myself evolving and accepting myself and things that I had no control over, things like my son being born, deaf in one ear and cannot hear, was one of the things that I found so hard to accept. But that is an inner problem. I started to accept my son when I saw him grow up and not use his hearing aid. And then I asked him, "Why are you not using your hearing aid?" And he said, "Well, the reason why I'm not using my hearing aid is because I'm unique." I'm like, "What?" He said, "Yes. I'm unique because I can read lips." I said, "You can read lips. How are you reading lips?" Without the hearing aid, he told me every word that I said back to me. I'm like, "Whoa." And to this day, my son refused to wear that hearing aid due to his musculoskeletal disorder that he was born with that made him feel unique. And his bravery, that time he took to strategize himself, I think it's so powerful. I think it's so beautiful that it led me to go ahead today and reach out to a parent out there and say to you, if you're not accepting yourself today, try a method. Try any method. For me, I tried a money method. Even though it wasn't for money, I was searching to, you know, make money. But it turned out to be something that helped me into my solution, or for the solution that I was looking for. So how about you just try a method out there that works for you on your journey into self-acceptance? Because when I tell you I'm accepting myself to the point where I'm even accepting my forehead, and this forehead, I can tell you, honey, I'm out here flaunting it like, man, like it's the best thing since sliced bread. And this is something I do not like about myself. Well, I did not like about myself. But now I got my whole hair cut off. You can find me on TikTok at Wedeh, W-E-D-E-H, 39. You can also find me on IG at Single Parent Community. And you would just see what I look like right now. And that is the end of today's show. I love you guys. I hope somebody is out there, because when I come on this platform, I just don't come on here just for funds or, you know, just to be bored. I come on this platform to share my knowledge. I'm on this platform to impact somebody's life, to impact lives, to change something in somebody's life, to share my experience with a single parent out there who is going through a lot right now. You can take from my story and implement that into your journey and make the difference. I love you guys. I hope you guys feel good this day, this Monday. I hope your health is getting together. I hope your journey into parenting and yourself as an individual is going well. I love you. Everybody stay blessed. Oh, and before you go, I just want to say I love you. If no one has never told you that they love you, I love you. This platform is so hot. I can feel every vibes coming out right now. Adidas, Nike, what's up with the sponsorship? I'm waiting. Your girl, Wedeh, is waiting for you. Love you all. Self-development starts from the mind. Self-acceptance starts from the mind.